This is Kiwi the Coast, your luxury real estate specialist, helping you maximize and sell the value of your coastal home. So you're about to go it alone in your home buying pursuit. You've had your coffee, you've opened your laptop, you've downloaded all the new listings, and you're about to embark on the open house melee that's out there. Well, think again. In this video, I'm going to be sharing with you the five main reasons why you should absolutely consider hiring a real estate professional to assist you in your home buying purchase. Stay tuned. You'll see I'm Kiwi. Now let's dive in. Number one, education and experience. Look, you're about to embark on one of the most important purchases of your life and one of the most expensive. Look, if you're going to hire an attorney or you're going to have your car fixed, you're going to hire a professional. So why do it yourself? Why not hire someone who has the experience and the education necessary to do the job? Me, I've been in the business 20 years. It is so important out there to have that experience in the marketplace to help a buyer find a home. I can't tell you the number of agents we've had come with their clients from other locations. They don't know any of the other agents, they don't know any of the locales, and they have no experience in our marketplace. And that's a big, big problem, and a lot of the buyers just frankly miss out. Number two, neighborhood knowledge. And I can't stress this enough. When a buyer is out wanting a particular area, it is so important for the agent they're working with to know that neighborhood. You can't expect someone for the first time out looking to know much about the different neighborhoods, the pluses and the minuses, what's been happening there. And also, there's this thing called intel. Now, I know you can go on Zillow and you can go on Redfin and Realtor.com and you can find out what's available, but what you cannot find out is who is that next seller that's selling? What are the conditions that make that seller a motivated seller? And again, having that market knowledge, I beg your pardon, having that neighborhood knowledge is so important for a buyer. And someone like me who's a professional with that neighborhood knowledge is going to be key in your search and your successful search. Otherwise, you're going to lose every time. Number three, price guidance and value guidance. When a new buyer comes into a marketplace, it's so important to know where values are going, what the prices have been in the past, and sellers would love to make their homes worth more than the true value. And of course, the true value of a home is what any buyer is willing to pay. But it's also coupled with that motivation. So pricing is only as good as the comps, is only as good as that next home that's on the market. But what about those off-market listings? What about those properties that you can't see as a buyer if you're going alone, or as we call it, a DIU, do-it-yourselfer? Again, pricing information, value information that we can bring to you so that you can make really educated guesses and sometimes, frankly, get a push from us because we see an opportunity and you think maybe it's overpriced, but we say, look, this is a sure winner today. So you've got to jump in and you've got to get that offer made. So very, very key that you work with a real estate professional that can have that superior pricing knowledge. Number four, professional networking. This is so important. We network with our colleagues here at Coldwell Banker. There's over 360 agents here in the Newport office that we have good relationships with, and also all our colleagues from other companies that we get invaluable information with when we meet with them or when we chat. Now, a buyer cannot get the sort of information that we can gather. I call it human intelligence. It's not this intelligence, well it is, but it's human intelligence as to what's going on in the marketplace. You cannot find this on Zillow, Realtor.com, Trulia, or all the other links that the buyers think they can look at to glean what's happening in the market. So, for example, we can find out why is that seller motivated? What's making him make the move? We can also talk to other agents about what's coming up on the market next that may be a fit for our buyer. And also, we need to be able to delve in to the background. What sort of financing do these people have? Are they in any sort of duress? Are they going through a divorce? God forbid. Anyway, those sort of factors, so important that can be gleaned as part of the professional networking that we're doing on a daily basis. Number five, negotiation skills. My gosh, this is the lost art in our field. We get so many agents from out of the area with their buyers or buyers trying to go it alone, faxing or emailing over offers. And you know, today the negotiation skills are so important in our marketplace. We always meet with the seller and the seller's agent to represent our clients, and you can find out and build so much credibility in that process alone if the other agents will do it, and you have to educate them to do so. Now, as far as also, we are kind of the buffers between the buyer and the seller. There's a lot of emotion involved a lot of times, and as professionals, we can put that emotion aside and really look at the numbers and the facts and be very, very much third party, strong for our buyer to make that deal, so it's not lost in the marketplace for our buyers. And that's the key, and especially if you've got multiple offers. And if you're representing a buyer in a model offer situation, honestly, having an agent like us, professional, like Team Kiwi, so important, because we can get through that maze, build the rapport with that other agent, and be in a position to beat those other buyers that may be vying for a home, especially in this hot market that we've got at the moment. So negotiation skills, they are a must have. Hey, I hope you found that information valuable.
Now it's time for the Kiwi Squeeze.
Kiwi Squeeze time. It's my favorite time of the video. And this is where I get to ask you the questions and get your responses. So, question of the day is, what sort of experiences, good or bad, have you had representing yourself as a buyer without an agent? So, put those comments in the section below. Do share, and I just can't wait to read your responses.